Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tales of mystery and imagination on the radio show that does things differently.
Dolly Parton, I listen to a record that they love.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee.
I'm a nut job, but not that kind of nut job.
On Talk Radio.
Honest to God, it's the new Breaking Bad.
Oh no!
0344 499 1000, dear listener. If you're listening on your computer, if you're listening on an app, you might be able to get us on DAB now, where once we could not be heard, we can now be heard. They've put up some new transmitters. So if you couldn't find Talk Radio on your DAB radio before, go and do a deep tune, hold your button longer. I don't really know. Just Google the instructions how to do it. But there is a strong chance that you will be able to get Talk Radio pop up on your radio. If that don't work for you, there's always the Talk Radio app or talkradio.co.uk. 0344 499 1000. It's the phone-in show where anything goes. You can call in about anything you want. Rami's on the line. Good evening, Rami.
How you doing?
I'm doing very well, Rami. How are you doing?
Not bad, mate. Yeah, you just set me F off.
Yeah, did I?
You did, yeah, actually.
Did I actually?
I merely made a comment, you know?
Yeah. You made a rude comment, and you're the guy on Twitter. You're Pharaoh Ram,
yeah,
66.
Yeah, Pharaoh Ram.
Yeah, you made a rude comment, and I think.
Why would you say it's rude?
If you let me finish, that's very kind, man. I really appreciate it. Thank you, and then I'll let you speak. It's a conversation. I do have the power. Yeah. You said something that was rude and was dismissive of mental health, and
How was it rude?
If you let me,
I didn't mention mental health.
Go ahead, boss. Here's one thing you're going to hopefully get by the end of this phone call.
Educate me.
Manners. I'm going to educate you. Don't you worry about that. It's going to happen. I'm glad you're. I'm glad you're receptive.
Yeah, I'm very receptive.
Good.
Yeah.
I'm glad you're receptive. Be prepared to receive, because I'm about to transmit. Okay.
I'm receiving and
I'm transmitting. Transmission. Transmission begins.
Not sure what innuendo means, but yeah, I'm with you. Go on.
You're not sure what innuendo means?
I'm receptive. I'm listening.
In your endo.
Yeah, actually, I've listened to you, man, for 20 years.
Okay. Well, hopefully you've learned to shut. Then you've learned to shut up and listen.
Everywhere in the world, I've listened to you.
Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. Shut up and listen. You've just said another lie. A lot of people love
you
me because of you.
F off. Yes. You
Yes,
man.
Yes. If you shut up.
All I said was, why are you presenting your show as?
No. Oh God. Will you shut up?
Before it starts.
No, that's not. Will you shut up, you rude man?
Okay.
That's not what you said. That's not what you said. Here's the thing. I'm about to tell you why I told you to F off. If you shut up and receive. Are you ready to receive?
Shut up. I'm quiet. I'm not saying anything.
I can hear you. Right. Transmission begins here. You sent me a tweet that was...
Yeah.
You sent me a tweet that was...
Uh-huh.
You sent me a tweet that was...
Yeah, first time now.
Okay, well, here's the thing. If you keep interrupting, I'm going to keep starting again.
I haven't interrupted. I'm not saying anything. Go on. I sent you a tweet. Done. We agreed on that.
Okay, we've agreed on that. Point one, you sent me a tweet. Point two, it was rude. Point three, it was, I thought, was negative towards mental health issues, which is something this show feels very strongly about. And point four, it was wrong. It was based on a false premise. We found out in a later tweet. Your premise was false.
Okay.
So that's why I told you to F off. Let me read your tweet so the listener can judge to see if I'm right.
I have no idea why you brought into it mental, because I did not in any point. Maybe I I said that on the show. I didn't listen to it.
Here we go. Here we go. Let me read it out.
Give me a chance to talk. Why don't you give people a chance to talk?
I'd love to.
What is your problem? Why do you have to control everything that has to be said?
Because I don't like drunk. I don't like drunk callers.
I'm not drunk. I don't drink. I don't trust alcohol. Yes, I have my own depression. I have depression, but that's beside the point.
I'm sorry to hear that, brother. Let me read the tweet, and then people can see.
Go on. Please.
Well, thank you.
Okay.
And you just calm down a bit, man. Just stop getting so
angry.
You're very angry.
You said to me, F off. That's, you know.
Yeah, I told you, you were rude to me. I told you to F off. That's the natural law. If you're going to say something that's rude, be prepared for the consequences. Consequences were you got told to F off, you snowflake, and you couldn't handle it. Here's your tweet. It says apropos nothing, okay? Apropos, I clicked on it to see what tweet it was linked to. It wasn't linked to any tweet. So apropos nothing.
I appreciate that.
I don't get it. This is your job. What's with the depressing attitude every day? Even I, Die Hard fan, I love those movies, can't be bothered to listen now. A show advertised as depressing before it you start show? Quit if you don't like it. Yes, a show. That's your job. Deal with it.
Can I talk?
Yeah, please do.
Okay. Ian, I've been listening to you for a long time, man. Long time.
I don't owe you anything.
No. I'm not saying that.
In fact, you owe me.
You owe me. Cut me off.
You owe me.
If you allow me to say two sentences...
You owe me for all the free entertainment I've given. You probably owe me like £5,000.
Perhaps I do, because I've had long journeys, travelling 800 miles, and you've kept me entertained. So I do owe you. So that's not the point.
So there was one tweet that you didn't like.
No. Can I talk? Yeah. I don't know. It's hard. Okay, all I'm trying to say is...
Have some coffee.
No, I'm fine. All I'm trying to say is, Ian, is that recently, can I be honest? I found that you have become very abrasive with people that are calling
you. What are you talking about, abrasive? That's the biggest load of bullshit I've ever heard in my life.
Not me.
What the hell are you talking about? I'm not abrasive with my callers.
You actually are.
No, I'm not. That's a lie. You take that back right now, boy.
So if you take what I said today and combine it with yesterday's show and the show a week ago, you are quite. Sometimes you have the mood where, oh, man, this show is going to be shit. Oh, this show's crap.
Yeah,
I don't know why I bother. Right. I don't know what this night's about.
Hang on a minute. You've said four separate things, right? I never say I don't know why I bother. I never say that. Never said that.
I don't know. I'm just saying something.
No. You said that as though they were things that you said that and put those in quotation marks as though they were things I'd actually said. I've never said I don't know why I bother. I know why I bother. It's because I've got a mortgage and I've got kids to feed. Right.
Yeah, of course.
I have said the show is shit and crap before, because sometimes the show doesn't work. Sometimes the show doesn't work. And I get frustrated, and I'm allowed to call myself out.
You say it, but then the whole night will be about it. Like this is it, for example.
Well, now the whole night is about your tweet.
Let's make it last night.
Okay, let's do it.
My tweet was based on last night.
No, it wasn't. Your tweet was based on Catherine's tweet.
Yeah,
which did not say that the show. It said the show was puerile because we were told off.
It was, oh no, this is not another show like last night.
No,
last
we said Catherine's. Shut up.
You're really in a bad mood yesterday.
Shut up, man. Your tweet was in response to Catherine's tweet, who said, look out, tonight's show is probably going to be puerile.
Yeah,
right?
And it was
hopefully.
Catherine's tweet was in response to the whole show yesterday.
No, it wasn't.
Hang on. Everyone, just calm down. Let me, please.
I'm very calm, man.
No, you're not. Shut up. You said that tweet was in response to Catherine's tweet about the show being puerile. Puerile doesn't mean depressing. Puerile doesn't mean puerile. Listen, one thing at a time. We've got all night. No, for the sake of intelligence, doesn't mean anything.
What happened yesterday?
Right, we'll deal with yesterday in a minute. You said you then sent another tweet saying that your tweet talking about depressing was to do with Catherine's tweet, which said the show was going to be puerile tonight. Right? You said that. Puerile. Let me finish a point, you dick. puerile.
Yeah, include yesterday. Include
no, no,
yesterday.
We'll get to yesterday in a second. We'll do. We've got all night to do this, man. Puerile
unless
does.
Unless you like with your mute button, cut me off, whatever. You have the power. Go on.
Well, listen, I'll keep you on as long as I think this is entertaining for the listener, dude. That's my job.
Yeah, of course. I get that. Of course. Appreciate
that. Puerile does not mean depressing. Pure. Okay. Do you know what puerile means?
It can mean many things.
Well, no, it doesn't. It means one thing. What does puerile mean?
I'm not really sure what Kath meant by it.
Okay, right. Well, then, before you start calling us out over tweets that don't mean what you think they mean, get a bloody thesaurus or a dictionary. Right, so Kath's tweet has gone to one side because you were completely wrong about that. What was wrong with yesterday's show? You're an idiot. I know. Well, well done. We're learning. What was yesterday's show? What was wrong with yesterday's show?
Come on, yeah. Please, yeah. Please, yeah.
What was wrong with yesterday's show?
You're really... Man, I love listening to you, but you really... the whole show was, why do we bother with this?
No, I never say that. I never say, why do we bother with this?
I might not be saying word for
word. Well, then, if you're going to quote me, quote words I've actually said, please.
To be honest, I can't remember exactly what
you
said.
Well, there you go, man. Maybe when you sober up, you will.
Why are you trying to... You know what I mean, and you're trying to ignore what
I don't
saying.
Know what you mean. You're trying...
You really don't understand. You don't recall what you said last night.
I don't...
The whole thing was kind of like... Remy,
if you've been listening to the show for 20 years, which is pretty impossible, because I've not been doing radio for 20 years...
About 15, 16 years
okay,
or whatever.
Okay, well, then you will know... Before that. You will know... I don't remember what we happened on the show before. There's kind of a common thread. I don't remember what happened on the show before. Hang on a minute.
Yeah, go on.
Right, Catherine.
I do, because I podcast it. It was quite a jolly show last night. I don't know what you're talking about, Remy, so maybe you can give us an example.
Was it last night or the night before?
Right, well, there we go. Remy, you've just blown it, buddy. You don't even know what...
Just what I'm trying to say is...
You don't even know what show you are talking about, man.
No, you're slurring your words. It was yesterday, but maybe I'm caught out by a night. All I'm trying to say... I drive all night.
Stay off the roads.
And I look forward to it, and I'm very sour when the
show ends. You haven't liked the last three or four shows. If you've been listening for 20 years, then you'll know that you'll like tomorrow's show. And if you don't like tomorrow's show, you'll love Friday's show. And if you don't love Friday's show, you're going to go nuts for Monday's show.
Man, it's not nice for me to be saying what I'm saying, but I'm just being honest. I'm being very honest.
Okay, can I
just say one point? Is sometimes you have this mood where... Man, what's the point of the show? Why are people going to call me? What's the point?
I say, what is the point of this show? There is no point to this show. I know that. So why would I say there is? The point is, I get paid and I pay my mortgage and I feed my kids. Please stop saying that I come on air and go, what's the point of the show? Because I don't say that, Rami. Try again. And this time, try and quote me. Try and say something I've actually said.
What verbatim? I can't do that.
Well, then stop talking.
You are very dismissive, and then every person that calls you attack them, and then there's something.
I don't attack every person that calls them because then I'd have no callers.
I'm telling you what happens, and you don't want to accept it
because it's not true. It's not true, Remy. You're drunk and you're rambling. I can't understand what you're saying, and you're fantasizing. You're saying things that aren't true. I've got so many tricks up. Listen, some of the shows. Recently been great and some haven't been great, and that's just the way it is at the moment.
Yeah, every night it's hard.
Me and Catherine are doing 15 hours of improvised comedy every single week. If you tell me someone else who's doing 15 hours of improvised comedy a week, tell me someone else.
It's bloody hard.
And at the moment it's the career I've chosen, and I work bloody hard at it, and I'm good at it. When it works, I'm one of the best. I know that.
You are one of the best.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
So here's the thing, man. If you really are a lifelong diehard fan, suck up the fact that you don't like the shows at the moment and either switch off and come back in a few months or just suffer it and go through it or just stop listening. Don't send me snide little tweets.
Listening. I'll carry on listening. I like listening to you. And actually, I'm amazed I called you because I don't usually call anyway. So I'm going to call you.
Well, I'm glad you called me as well. But I think, I think you're wrong on this one, man. But now here's the thing. You know what's going to happen now, right? I'm now going to go.
You've blocked me. You've done everything. Yes, I get that.
No. I blocked you on Twitter. You're welcome to call the show anytime you want.
Yeah, I've not tweeted you before, so I'm not bothered.
Okay. Listen. Can I finish a point?
After whatever it was last night, I was quiet.
Okay, that's great. Whatever.
Yeah, in my heart, I'm just saying, come on, man.
Right. Well, you know
don't
what's good. All right.
Shut up. Katie, what she said.
Who
said,
is Katie?
Oh, no, it's not going to be one of those nights.
Who is Katie?
Kathy. Sorry.
Who's Kathy? You don't even listen. You don't know the name of the person that presents the show with me. And you claim to be a fan?
Kath.
Right, here's the thing. So you know what I'm going to do now, don't you?
You're going to do something. I don't know, unblock me or something.
No, I'm not going to unblock you. You're a dick. I don't want you poisoning my timeline. But what I'm going to do now is I'm going to carry this phone call around with me for the next 4 days.
Cool.
Right? No, not cool. Because I'm now going to be in bed at 2:30, 3 o'clock in the morning, going, Jesus. Maybe the show isn't working. Maybe Rami was right and the show isn't working. Oh, God. So I'm going to have an anxiety attack round this phone call.
Don't do that to me.
I'm not doing it to you. I'm doing it to me.
That's not right.
But that's what's going to happen. So you need to think about... Listen, your tweet wasn't constructive. It was critical, which is fine.
Come on, man, you're a professional. Come on, you can't take... You're not going to take too long. You did it yesterday. Okay, wait a minute. What day was the day you said to callers, I am not your friend? That was yesterday.
I'm not the caller's friend. I'm not your friend.
Yeah, exactly. You don't know me. I don't know you. When was that?
What's wrong? Well, I don't know. Yesterday or the day before?
Was last night.
Right, what's that got to do with anything? I'm not the caller's friends.
No. Yeah. That's the whole point. It's not personal. This whole thing is a job. It's blah, blah, blah,
yeah.
blah. When was that? That was last night.
Who cares? So it was in the last two days. Right. So what is your point about that? That was a really good bit of radio.
So that is the night I'm talking about.
Right. So what was your problem? All right. We've got the night, for Christ's sakes, you dumbass. We've got the night.
Thank you.
What has that bit got to do with anything? That was a good bit of honest radio.
From that night, you were very dismissive and negative about the whole situation.
No, I wasn't. I was being honest and I was protecting a
honest is fine, but I'm not saying it's dishonest.
How many awards have you won? I've won loads of awards. You've not won any awards.
Can I ask a question? Remy,
you can try and get a word in
do
there.
Do you remember, Remy, the context of the comment that he made?
Of course he doesn't.
There.
He's pissed.
Because what was happening was someone was ringing up and taking Ian and using him instead of going to a counsellor or someone who could help him professionally, which is why Ian was spelling out the fact that he could not take responsibility for people that you know, you don't know him.
Yeah, I respect that, but then the rest of the show was quite down.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah.
It wasn't, Remy.
Okay.
What's going on with you, man? What's caused you to get... Can I ask a question? Have you got, like, MS or something? It's a serious question.
MS? No, I don't have MS.
Have you got a neurological condition?
No, just depression like anybody else.
Okay. Well, have you... You've been drinking tonight, then, because you're slurring your words, man. You're slurring your words. This is why I was hesitating slightly, because I remember... I'll never forget when I was 14 and my mum's friend phoned up for my mum, and I went, Mum, there's a drunk woman on the phone, and she had MS, right? So I'm always a little bit careful. But if you've not got a neurological condition, you're drunk, man. Because you're slurring your words.
I haven't drunk, smoked anything.
Well, then you need to go and see a neurologist because you're slurring your words terribly, man. You sound pissed. You sound drunk.
Okay.
What I want to know is, what has happened to you today that's got you so angry?
Nothing. It was really just an innocent comment I made on
It wasn't. It was me.
I actually didn't expect anybody to respond to my tweets.
And that's the problem. That's the problem with you.
Like the other day.
That's the problem with you. That's the problem with you and everyone on Twitter, which is why I think the government should close Twitter down.
Ian, can I say something?
Is that people... When I finish the point, you can.
I love your intelligence.
Yeah, it's great.
I love the way you approach shows. I love the way you
approach shows
humans.
In a sexy way.
No, in that way.
Sexy.
I'm just saying...
People like you don't. People like you don't think. Here's the thing. The thing I said yesterday about me not being real to people.
You are one of the best.
Shut up, man. Shut up. You're a boring drunk.
Shut up.
Shut up. You're a boring.
My sister loves you. My sister doesn't even live in this.
I've done your sister.
Don't.
Shut up, you boring drunk, and listen. Right. I know why you're upset. I've got it. Because the speech I made yesterday about you, the listener, not knowing me. And us not being friends and me not being real to you, That hit home with you. That's why you sent that tweet, because to you, I am not a real person, and you think that you can say anything you want to people in the media and you won't get picked up on it. Well, I'm afraid you
actually
can't. You got picked up on it.
Actually, I'm right.
I'm the rightest guy there is.
It was in the middle of the whole atmosphere of the show. Was in that kind of aspect that it was, this is just my job. I just do what I do. It was kind of weird. It was negative. And I'm just saying, it wasn't. How can I say it?
I don't know, mate, because you're saying it through a bottle of beer.
It wasn't your usual Ian, not the usual Ian we know. That's all I'm trying to say.
You don't know me, but this is, and that's the point. All right. Remy, I'm getting bored now, man. I'm getting bored now, man. Thanks for calling.
Yeah, cool. All right, nice. I've done.
Nice. Cool, nice. Sorry, I just wanted to focus on that, but thank you. Manny, stay there. This is Talk Radio.
Across the UK, online and on DAB.
Talk Radio. We'll get you talking.
When you're ready to pop the question, the last thing you want to do is second-guess the ring. At BlueNile.com, you can design a one-of-a-kind ring with the ease and convenience of shopping online. Choose your diamond and setting. When you find the one, you'll get it delivered right to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off your purchase. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hey, you! Are you mad for I'm a Celebrity? Are you crazy for critters? Can you not wait for the next Bush Tucker trial? Then you need to listen to Jungle VIP, the daily podcast that gives you all the goss straight from the jungle floor. I'm Jamie East, and every day I'll be bringing you reaction from the latest episode of I'm a Celebrity. I'll be talking to campmates from past series, hearing directly from the outback, and setting stars my very own Bush Tucker trials. It'll be free to listen to every single morning. All you got to do is search for Jungle VIP on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or your favourite podcast app. And make sure you subscribe to never miss an episode. Jungle VIP, better than eating a kangaroo's...
Set free your mind. Let your fancy take flight. Conversation gets curiouser by the glow of moonlight.
The Late Night Alternative with Ian Lee on Talk Radio.
03-444-991-1000. Exciting news. This Friday at 9 p.m. on BBC 4, they're showing the David Cassidy documentary that I've been trying to see for ages. It's like called His Last Session or something. And I think it's the documentary that's got a phone call. There's a recording of a phone call where he says, "I haven't got dementia. I was just pissed." I think it's that one. I love a bit of David Cassidy, and I can't wait to see that. This is the Late Night Alternative on Talk Radio. You can, by the way, you can call in about anything you want. If you want to phone in and say the show's no good, you can. As long as you, it would be better if you had a suggestion to improve it. You know, that always happens. And I kind of get some of what Rami was saying. I don't think the show's been classic like the last few weeks. I don't think it's classic period late night alternative. And I think there's been a couple of flat shows, but I think there's been some good shows. I think there's been some strong shows.
A nice little role.
Yeah, it's all right.
There's something else going on there, and it's got very little to do with us.
Yeah, well, OK, Rami, you're very welcome to call again anytime you want, brother. 03444991000. Let's find out if Manny's still got a job. Good evening, Manny.
Good evening, young man. Good evening, young lady.
Yeah. Hey. Manny's got a job now. Have you still got your job?
Yes, man.
Oh, buddy. Well done, man. How's long? That's got to be like, what's that, a couple of months now? 6 weeks? 8 weeks? Something like that?
Yes. Just over 7.
There we go. Beautiful. Oh, well done. I'm really chuffed for you. Not a few quid for Christmas.
Yep.
There we go. Oh, but hang on a minute.
No whiskey, no child. No vodka.
No vodka, no child.
Nope.
Any gin?
Plenty tea.
Plenty tea. Bye, Sahan. Pani here.
How are you?
Tea mit dut. None of your business, dude.
Okay. How are you, Kath?
I'm all right.
Good.
It's nice to hear from you. So you're happy?
Very, very happy.
There you go.
Very happy. She did phone me the other day, the lady from the Birmingham Vision.
Did she? To say what?
Yeah, she just asked me how I was going and if I wanted to still, you know, go and see them. I said, not yet.
Oh, that's good, though. That's good that that door is open.
Yeah, yeah. She goes, you know, you give you some more skills, some different skills.
Here's the skill that I want you to get. Have you heard about this Batman, the blind man who's Batman? Have you heard this?
Nope.
Right, have you heard this? This is great. There's a documentary, right? It's this guy who's blind, but he can see by doing the same thing as a bat, by going... He clicks, right? And the clicks, like that.
Just like that, man.
But the clicks bounce off. So he does it while he's turning his head. So the clicks bounce off things, and he can hear the echo of the click. And using that echo and how the sound hits things... He can build up a picture in his mind of what's around him.
Right.
And he can navigate around places using this thing. And there was a great documentary maybe a year or two ago on BBC, on Radio 4, I think. And he came over, he's American, he came over here and I think he taught like a 10-year-old Scottish lad who was blind. It was like, is this technique universal? Can this guy teach it? And he taught it to like a 10-year-old kid. And it's the first bit is him and this kid going... And by the end of it, the kid could, in inverted commas, see, builds up a picture in his head of what's going on around him.
Why am I getting visions of your wife, Manny, going, I don't know what he's doing now. I mean, he's just making noises.
But the thing is, Ian, I can see, you know, the light, right? I can see light, right?
Yeah.
You know, a bit of light. I can see, when a light bulb's on, you know, I can see it. I can't see a person's face or the body. I can make out a bit of a shape.
Is it true that if you touch a woman's face with your penis, you can see it?
Oh.
It's got to be worth a try, Manny.
No, it's silly. So I go mostly to the places where I've been before, if you understand. Like, imagine my living room, yeah?
Yeah.
Right. Even when we've changed the furniture, we've left everything... where it was from when I could see.
Yes.
You understand?
Yes.
So, I, you know, you've got that picture in your head.
Yeah, you remember.
Yes, yes, mate. You use your memory.
Yeah. Even when I go, say, to the local town.
Yes, places.
I'll go there.
Yes, and places. Then talking about places.
I roughly know where to go because you've got that map in your head.
Yes.
If you're in this, you know,
you're using your memory.
You have to use your initiative as well.
Oh, it's initiative. I thought it was memory.
Because I'll tell you a quick thing.
Well,
when
I don't believe that.
I was going to, hang on. Huh? I was, this chap came to see me when I first left, lost my sight for a guide dog, but I didn't want a guide dog. Anyway, he says, I'm going to see a lady about a guide dog. He said, she asked me a question. She said, if I ask the dog to take me to Asda, will he take me to Asda?
Yeah.
Will he take me to the post office?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, like a you've dog taxi. Sort of
know, you've got to sort of know the way where you go. You know, left, right, here, there, blah, blah,
oh, so
blah,
you've got to know the way. The dog doesn't know the way.
Dog doesn't know the way.
Oh. Can you, you might as well get like a big track or something and program that. Oh, I thought the dog knew they say, take me to post office.
No, the dog will stop that.
Take me to Offie. I want vodka.
Anyway,
I want whisky.
Why don't they make...
robot dogs?
No.
Why don't they give you... They should do. They should give you criminals and sex offenders as your guide dogs. Get sex offenders to act as guide dogs for the blind.
I'm disabled. Get me out of here.
Oh, okay. I see what you did there. Listen to this. Hang on a minute. Listen to this. Hang on.
What do you think of that?
I think it's terrible. Stay there. Listen to this. Listen. It's him.
I am a man who uses the techniques of a bat to navigate. And
he's riding a bike. Look.
No recollection of ever having seen. So we have a structure here that has a roof. A pavilion. I got my first bicycle when I was six.
He's riding a bike.
Go hiking alone in places I don't know. I've traveled to nearly 40 countries. I learned at a very early age that when I click my tongue, I get feedback from the environment all around me. It does not have the degree of definition that is available to vision, but it does have contour, it does have dimension, size, positions of things, layouts of things, and it also has information about texture and density. This tree is a total oddball in terms of its shape. So it starts out quite low, and then as you approach it, it quickly comes up, but it doesn't ever get very tall. Anyone can improve their ability to echolocate. My brain isn't special. This isn't something unique to my brain. It isn't.
Goes on and on. It's amazing. It's amazing.
I heard Manny practicing.
Go on, Manny, do it. Echolocate.
I've got mom missing. I think either I'm pissed or I'm on the wacky becky.
Either that guy is lying. He's lying about one thing, right?
What,
he can
peeping?
Either do it. Right. Yeah, he can either see. Or he can't really see. He can't really do this thing. But his friends and family are too embarrassed to go. What are you talking about? Yes, yes. You're in a pavilion. Just say he's in a pavilion. You're in a pavilion now.
I think you can. I think you can see like probably about 50-60%.
I think because
everybody will be doing that one, then Ian. Lee.
Yeah. Okay.
Why don't you like your name?
What?
Why don't you like your name? Where's Alan Caddick?
Right. Okay. Now you're starting to ramble, so I'm going to cut you off. Goodbye.
No.
Yes. Yes. I'm suddenly fired off in different tangents. 0344-499-1000. Guys, stay there. You'll be the first caller of the last hour of the show.
Experience the unconventional.
Evening, boss.
The unpredictable.
What's happening?
And the completely unorthodox.
Exactly.
With rule-free Ian Lee. The late-night alternative with Ian Lee.
I've got no internet for the last 4 days.
On Talk Radio.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.